serving Ocean Colony, Ocean Corner, Kenyatta Cove, and Moon Ridge. This is AM 1710 and the Neighborhood News Report.
Ori Nagar is known by many in our community. He is a man of many passions and interests. We invited Ori into our AM 1710 studio so that all of us could better know this longtime co-sider. Seems like there is always a story behind those settling into our area. Ori tells us his in part one of the Ori Nagar story.
I moved here in 1990, and I moved here specifically to be on the coastside. Briefly in my life in 1982, I had the opportunity to work here on the coastside. This was during a period of my life where I was working in social services, and I worked in a group home for delinquent teenagers that was based in Moss Beach. It was a stressful job. My wife and I worked in the home 24 hours a day with these kids who were at risk and had a lot of trouble and stuff. And then every time we'd go anywhere at all, there was the ocean and there was the horizon, and it was like the stress would melt away. And it was like if we ever had the opportunity to move at the same time, our jobs, career-wise, child-wise, everything at the same time was working out, this is where we were going to move to, the coastside. And we did.
Most people in the community know you for your work and involvement with the Young Actors Workshop. Tell us about that.
That is my major project, I guess, something I've been doing really since 1990. The Coastside Young Actors Workshop was started by a group of parents who made it a nonprofit group. And when I first moved to the coast, my son was 9 years old, and we heard about this program where he could be in a play if he just signed up. And he was interested in that kind of thing, and we signed him up. I was just sort of a volunteer in the classroom at the time, helping out with the program they had. A couple of years later, the program was in danger of closing, and the board was ready to dissolve the program. And I said, too much fun and too good of a thing, and the kids really like what we're doing, what is going on in this thing. We got to keep it open. And I volunteered my services to keep it open somehow. I said, I'll take care of hiring teachers and taking care of and doing all that kind of stuff. And I did. The teacher I hired was phenomenal, but she was, because of medical conditions, unfortunately, not able to do this long term, and she knew it. And she trained me as best she could to take over in case of her demise, which did happen. And I ended up taking over the program, but with a completely different focus. Originally, it was like most theater programs. Children would come in, audition for roles, and they would put on a scripted play, and that's how it went.
Ori's music background helped with perfecting his workshop skills.
I had a background as a musician, and what I had learned from this other teacher was that the improvisational games that were played to teach kids how to do theater were actually the same principle that we were using in improvisational music. We were doing this sort of jazz rock-based thing where we would, in the bands I was in, where we would play music by creating through improvisation and listening to what the other musicians were doing. And the principles applied, and I got them right away, and they made sense to me. And I knew that the kids could do this too, because they didn't need to learn an instrument. Everything worked that way, and the kids were so creative, and they were doing these very fun things in the games. Let's try to make a program out of this where the kids create their own characters and their own show and their own dialogue. And we've been doing that ever since, which is now 17 original plays we've done, where the kids have come up with their own characters and their own story and their own songs and their own full-blown production from inside of them, which makes it a very different program than a typical children's theater program. There's so much more creativity and imagination that comes out of the kids, and it's very fun.
How many kids are currently in the program?
We're on summer break now, and I don't do anything during the summers with the program, but it's about 50 plus kids that do it in any given year.
From the entire coastside or from...
They're coastsiders, mm-hmm. Yeah. I have one kid who comes from over the hill, but his mom is a coastsider at heart and would love to live here, but the rest of them are all coastsiders.
Kids love games, and it worked well in workshop training.
When I was first doing the Young Actors Workshop program, there was a theater game that the teacher was playing with the kids, and it was called Spacewalks. They walk across the room, and they just walk and interact with something she suggests. And she was suggesting a sheet of ice, and they walk across the sheet of ice and they pretend they're slipping and sliding. And one kid actually fell down, and then it was time to do the next exercise, and instead of getting up, he said, "I've fallen and I can't get up." And the class laughed so hard, because it was at the time when that was a commercial that was on the air, and they all just thought that was brilliant, and I did too. But the teacher kind of didn't really accept that kind of creativity. She wanted to go to the next thing. This kid was brilliant, I thought, and spontaneous and creative, and it came from inside of him. And I thought, there's so much going on in these kids, and they're so creative, and they know how to pretend and play, and if they only had the opportunity to do that. The second thing that happened was I was working in the classroom with a director, a traditional director that I hired, and it was a play called The Wizard of Oz. And he was working with the principal characters, and he had me kind of more or less babysitting the Munchkin group. The Munchkin group was, I figured I'd work with them and play with them, and he wanted them to be as, into the play as possible. One character was the coroner. The coroner was told when he came out, everybody was going to back away from him. He didn't understand why everybody was backing away, and he said, "The reason is because you're a coroner, you deal with death, it's kind of creepy," and so I was encouraging the kids at the time to come up with characters that they could play, even though they only had a few lines in the whole play, do something creative with it. He came back to the next class, and he had this great Peter Lorre voice. "As coroner, I thoroughly examined her," and he was great. And I said, "This is brilliant. We got to show the director this." And he showed the director this, and the director said, no, "I'd rather have you just play it straight." And the kid was crushed, and I could see the heartbreak on his face, and I thought, this is brilliant. You got to allow this into the play. But he didn't want to do that. And I took those two experiences, and I said to myself, there's so much going on with these kids that they can produce something from inside themselves that's wonderful.
Next week, more insights into the world of the Young Actors Workshop and Ori's other favorite passions. Join us next week for part two of the Ori Nagar story. And we invite you to rejoin us for more of the Neighborhood News Report after these messages.
Attention, all Half Moon Bay and Coastside nonprofits. Neighborhood Radio is happy to announce a new AM 1710 feature coming soon, Community Bulletin Board. This weekly show will highlight news and special events pertaining to our local nonprofit organizations. So if there is something you need to let your neighbors know about, help us to help you get the word out. Email us the information, news@neighborhoodradio.info. That's news@neighborhoodradio.info. Community Bulletin Board, news and information concerning our local nonprofit groups and organizations. Another service of AM 1710, your hometown radio station.
This is Pablo Jr., and I have some great news to share. Our every other Friday evening dinner music has been so popular that we are now featuring the Luis Rojas Jazz Ensemble each and every Friday night from 6 to 9 p.m. So come and enjoy the relaxing dinner music and take the stress out of your work week. Remember, too, that Joe's is your family-style restaurant every day of the week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And our heartfelt thanks to all AM 1710 listeners for making Joe's your number one neighborhood restaurant.
This is Cherise McHugh of the Half Moon Bay Coastside Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau. For community news and information, this is Neighborhood Radio, AM 1710.
Have you heard of William H. Cook Real Estate? We did a background check on Bill, as he likes to be called. Seems Bill has more friends than clients, although all of his clients seem to count themselves as his friend. Reason? Bill believes in developing friendships because he puts people's best interest first. If it makes sense to have William H. Cook Real Estate as your buying or selling agent, great. If not, that's fine too, because Bill wants to build relationships and friendships. And from what we found out, he's got a ton of people that can't say enough about the honesty and integrity of this man. Bill is more than happy to answer property questions and will not hesitate to give you an honest, straightforward answer. What is the value of a handshake worth? You make the call. Speaking of which, you can call Bill at 879-0824. Again, 879-0824. Be forewarned, by calling you just might make a new friend. Quality, care, service, and trust. William H. Cook, Real Estate.
071-71-071.
A follow-up to a story we did back in March, in which we discussed the place to go for bingo on the coastside. Every Wednesday evening at 7:30 at the Kenyatta Cove Clubhouse, you can hear volunteer caller Steve Guerrera announcing those lucky numbers. As a result of our story, Steve informs us that many neighborhood radio listeners have joined in the weekly bingo games, and that means bigger pots and more people having fun and enjoying themselves. If you have not checked out Bingo at the Cove and want to know more, go to our radio website, www.neighborhoodradio.info. Click on Broadcast Archives, and then click on the March 18th broadcast labeled Bingo. The Coastside Land Trust recently announced the appointment of Julia Damasco to the Board of Directors. Julia is a partner and owner of Damasco & Associates Accountancy and Consulting, and has an extensive background in taxation, community service, land transactions, and public affairs. Julia has served as a member of the Board of Directors and officer of the San Francisco General Hospital Foundation, Queens Bench, Sequoia Audubon Society, and Audubon Canyon Ranch. She has spoken as a teacher and panelist in continuing legal education programs on many subjects. The Coastside Land Trust is dedicated to the preservation, protection, and enhancement of the open space environment, including the natural, scenic, recreational, cultural, historical, and agricultural resources of Half Moon Bay and the San Mateo County Coastside for present and future generations. And now, this week's Emergency Minute.
A basic first aid kit should contain at least the following items: Band-Aids in various sizes from small to large, antiseptic wipes, antibiotic ointment, alcohol swabs, hand sanitizer, latex gloves, gauze, tape for holding gauze patches, cotton, aspirin, over-the-counter pain relievers, ACE bandage. Take a first aid class so that you are aware of the most up-to-date procedures. A basic emergency ration of food and water, easily accessible and contained, for a minimum of 3 to 4 days, should include 1 gallon of water per person per day and canned foods that might be eaten without cooking if necessary, plastic utensils, disposable cups, a manual can opener, paper towels, plastic garbage bags for disposal. This Emergency Preparedness Minute has been brought to you by COPE, Kenyatta Cove Organized Plan for Emergencies.
And that concludes another edition of the Neighborhood News Report. I'm Jim Henderson, and thank you for listening.
Guess who? Jason here with a great summer driving announcement. At Phil's Tire Pros, buying tires is as good as it gets. Here's an exclusive offer worth listening up for. Come in today and receive a $70 prepaid gift card with the purchase of 4 Michelin tires. You're getting the best deal on 4 quality Michelin tires and a $70 prepaid gift card. Offer expires August 9th, so hurry in. Phil's Tire Pros is located at 422 Parisima Street, downtown Half Moon Bay. Drive safe!
Phil's Tire Pros has you covered with the name brand tires you trust at the lowest prices guaranteed. Like Michelin, the number one choice of premium car manufacturers because of their precise and perfect feel. Phil's Tire Pros. Installing peace of mind.
This is Assistant Fire Chief Paul Cole.
and you're listening to Neighborhood Radio, AM 1710, where the news and information is always hot.
The Thrift Store, supporting senior co-siders. That's a noble cause indeed. The Thrift Store, 515 Kelly Avenue in Half Moon Bay, benefits services provided by Senior Coastsiders, a private non-profit agency existing solely on your donations, which are tax-deductible as allowed by law. Simply request a receipt at the time of your donation. Come meet the cheerful personnel. It seems that they really enjoy their volunteer time here. And, talking about volunteers, I heard they are looking for folk to help out on a part-time basis at this cozy cottage. Chat with manager Carla Ruth and drop by the thrift store or phone her at 726-6543. This is not your been there, done that, used item outlet. Oh, no. And you won't prove me wrong, I assure you. They are closed on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, but ready for your perusal and purchases all other days 10 to 4 and after church lets out on Sundays 12 to 4. Visit the thrift store, 515 Kelly in Half Moon Bay.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, brought to you by the Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, Sue Pace, RN and Neighborhood Radio Health Editor.
Hi, neighbors and listeners on the web. We usually don't think of women losing their hair, but female hair loss is much more common than you'd think. Men lose their hair for a variety of reasons, the most common one being male pattern baldness. This hereditary condition usually progresses gradually as the years go by and results in permanent hair loss. Now, men tend to be better accepting hair loss. It's more understood and accepted by society than female baldness. This condition can be very distressing for women. So if you're a woman who is experiencing hair loss, what does this mean for you? The first step is to accept that this doesn't diminish your femininity or sense of being a woman. Your identity is not defined purely by your hair. You have many other qualities which are equally as important. So I want to provide a few tips on how to deal with this if you are dealing with some hair loss. What you can try to do is emphasize other parts of your appearance so that attention is taken away from your hair. For example, update your wardrobe by buying yourself a new outfit. Or use makeup in a way which draws attention away from your hair to a facial aspect, such as your eyes. Or you might try wearing brightly colored scarves or really pretty earrings. These things can help turn a negative aspect into a little bit more positive one. Also, a quick word about wigs. There's a wide range of great-looking wigs out there which look completely natural and can be styled in any way you see fit. If you have permanent hair loss, another option is hair transplants. More on this topic after this word from Dr. Ray Shepherd.
Hello, this is Dr. Ray Shepherd. Today I'd like to describe to you what I think is my most outstanding, most rewarding piece of equipment I have in my office. It's called a CEREC machine, and it enables me to provide my patients with crowns in one appointment. There's no temporaries or no return trips. The crowns are beautiful. They fit absolutely perfectly, and I've had the best positive response from my patients when they've had this kind of a restoration than anything else I have ever done. We're fortunate because less than 10% of the dentists in practice today have this machine. I think it's the best technology that's ever been invented. If you're one of my current patients and you're curious about the machine that I'm describing, next time you're in, please ask me and I'll be very happy to show you and let you see it in action. It's very interesting.
The Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355, Dr. Ray Shepherd.
Where we bring your smile to life.
I want to talk a little bit more about the possible causes of hair loss. Sometimes hair loss is temporary, and sometimes it's permanent. Temporary hair loss is easier to deal with, as you know your hair is likely to grow back. For example, if you've undergone chemotherapy treatment, hair loss is a common side effect of this cancer treatment, but the hair does grow back, usually a short period after the treatment has ended. There are a variety of causes of female hair loss in women, and I want to mention a few of them. First of all, hair products. Most women enjoy styling their hair and using a variety of hair products to do so. Hair can be permed, bleached, colored, straightened, braided, gelled, and so on. Overuse of these products can damage and weaken the hair to the point where it starts to thin and eventually fall out. So moderation in using these products and braiding and so forth is the key. Hormonal changes can also cause hair loss. Menopause, pregnancy, hormone replacement therapy, and contraceptives affect the hormone production, and any of these changes might lead to hair loss. Illness can sometimes cause hair loss. Unexpected hair loss can be signs of an underlying medical condition. For example, if you usually have normal hair growth, but suddenly you notice your hair thinning or falling out, then see your physician. This might be a symptom of a condition such as a thyroid problem. Stress can also contribute to hair loss. When you're stressed, your body reacts by releasing stress hormones. This can deplete the body of essential nutrients, which affects the health of the hair, causing it to look dull or lifeless or thin. Last but not least, a poor diet can contribute to poor hair health or even hair loss. If you've noticed that your hair is thinning or falling out, think about some of these possible causes that I've mentioned and talk to your doctor for an evaluation. Until next time, here's to your good health.
You have been listening to Keeping Pace with Your Health with host Sue Pace, brought to you by the dental office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. If you have suggestion topics for the program, call 453-4000 or email us at health@neighborhoodradio.info.
I'd like to know more about God, but I don't want to go to church. Many people feel that way. If that is you, then you'll enjoy Engage. Engage is a Sunday night lecture series running through the summer at Calvary Chapel of Half Moon Bay. Each lecture will cover topics like who is God, or who is Jesus, or what is the nature of man. After each lecture, there will be an open question and answer time as well. There's no fee to attend, so come and explore these vital topics and more, and engage your mind and heart at the summer lecture series at Calvary Chapel of Half Moon Bay. Calvary Chapel is located at 436 Parissima, right on the corner of Kelly Avenue. Call us at 726-7978 or check us out on the web at www.cchmb.org. Engage every Sunday night at 7 o'clock.
Neighborhood classifieds are on the air. Buying or selling, lost and found, garage sales, neighbor-to-neighbor services, all this and more. And now your host for Neighborhood Classifieds, Christopher O'Donnell.
Classifieds and more. I often hear that on ads, the more bit. Come on down, get your sale price, your discounts, and much, much more. What is the more? I've always wondered. Well, in the case of the more here at Classifieds, I've decided to add a new tidbit. And I'm going to call it Christopher's Corner. It's a wee section in my current segment where I have nothing but good news for you, the listener. One always hears the sad news, be it in print, the airwaves, the TV, or even over the back fence, but not here. Oh, no. True, my revelations may not always be company policy, and I alert you to that right now. AM 1710 does not discourage nor endorse my musings, now or in the future. No, 'tis good news of people, places, and things that I have found, that I believe I should share with you. Like, right off the bat, let's get going with your taste bud pleasure. It's Italia. Italian restaurant at 401 Main Street in Half Moon Bay. I just had a pepperoni and portobello mushroom pizza there the other day, and oh my. And that's all I'm going to say. At the bar, I was served by Cheerful Sherry, and if you want a window seat, chat with the day manager, Connie. Like a pleasant aunt, she'll pull out a chair for you and lay out the welcome napkins. It's Italia. Well known by we locals, but this restaurant Kudo is aimed at our summer visitors. Go taste. You'll probably send me a thank you email, I wager. Classifieds at neighborhoodradio.info. I also lunched at Joe's, a longtime sponsor of AM 1710, and at this restaurant I had a burger that I will remember, a Cordon Bleu. Scrumptious half-pound burger with a slice of ham and a slice of Swiss cheese on top of it. That's simple. This is another, oh my. Joe's of Half Moon Bay, at the entrance to town coming from the south if you're arriving on Highway 1, or at the end of town if you're leaving going south. Don't miss this particular burger at Highway 1 restaurant. It's a hamburger that actually has ham on it. Finally, I've always wondered about that. Hamburger without ham. But in this case, it does have ham. So, that's it for now for Christopher's Corner. I will be on the lookout for other treats week after week, and not just foodie finds. Stay tuned to your listing post on the coast, AM 1710, and on the World Wide Web at www.neighborhoodradio.info. Tip time. I have been using cold water in the washing machine, and I don't note any clean difference with the clothes. And I even use half the detergent that is suggested, and still everything comes out clean. And don't tell Linda. Many times I don't use any detergent at all. And again, I think the clothes are just as clean as ever. All of the above give me good results. And, by the way, on the machine, I use the delicate setting instead of regular. The motor doesn't have to work as hard. And finally, here's a parting smile. Laughter doesn't require teeth. I'm Christopher O'Donnell. Cheers, mate.
Neighborhood Classifieds is a regular feature of Neighborhood Radio. To have your free classifieds put on the radio, call 453-4000 or email us classifieds@neighborhoodradio.info.
Attention, all Half Moon Bay and Coastside nonprofits. Neighborhood Radio is happy to announce a new AM 1710 feature coming soon, Community Bulletin Board. This weekly show will highlight news and special events pertaining to our local nonprofit organizations. So if there is something you need to let your neighbors know about, help us to help you get the word out. Email us the information. news@neighborhoodradio.info. That's news@neighborhoodradio.info. Community Bulletin Board, news and information concerning our local nonprofit groups and organizations. Another service of AM 1710, your hometown radio station.
What is it that causes us to grow old? Modern medicine has not been able to answer the why we age question, but there may be a connection to the water we drink.
Recent claims of the World Health Organization estimated 90% of all diseases derive from unpurified water. Many believe that aging and many diseases result from the accumulation of acid waste products in the body.
The best way to fight acid waste buildup is to drink alkaline water. Some people that live in northern Pakistan claim to be 150 years old, and many are documented to live over 100. Guess what? They drink a highly alkaline water. I don't want to grow old, do you? Good news. You can now buy ionized alkaline water at Lighthouse Water.
I'm Bill Ayers, owner of Lighthouse Water. We are located in the Straw Flower Shopping Center by the UPS store. We are open 7 days a week, 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and 1 to 5 p.m. on Sunday. Good health to you.
Mention this ad and receive your free pure water gift.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals.
And now your hosts for Pet Patrol, John and Marcia Traversaro.
Hello, Neighborhood Radio listeners. We really want to thank Dave Andrews of PuraClean for filling in for us last week. We hope you had a chance to listen to his stories about dogs that were used in the armed services during World War II. We were fascinated by them. Now, for us, there's nothing like a group of happy, well-behaved dogs showing off their walking skills with their human companions to put you in a good mood. As organizers of Pooches on Parade, John and I were honored to have 234 registered dogs strut their stuff in the old-fashioned 4th of July parade.
It was great to have surrounding communities join us in our second annual event.
People came from San Jose, San Mateo, San Francisco, Oakland, Berkeley, Tiburon, Novato, even Washington, D.C. and New Jersey, as well as a return participant from Philadelphia. And we were thrilled with their enthusiasm for next year's parade, saying, they're coming back and they're going to bring their friends.
We were also excited to see the creative, comfortable costumes exhibited by our contest categories. We saw dogs dressed in outfits which appear to have been from the Canine Klein, Puppy Ellis, Ruff Lauren, and Bow Blast collections, as well as the ever-popular Patriotic Couture.
Contest categories included Best in Show, Best Costume, Best Float, and Best Lookalike. And there's no need to feel left out if you do not have a dog. In fact, our Neighborhood Radio General Manager, Jim Henderson, rode in a car with his wife, Kathy, Linda O'Donnell, and three very handsome stuffed animal dogs. The stuffed dogs were courtesy of Amanda from Kibbles and Gifts. Our presenting sponsor, the Rotary Club of Half Moon Bay, did a fabulous job of hosting the event, as did Cameron, who once again put on the barbecue after the parade. What a wonderful place his Outback Park is. All the dogs were free to run and play off-leash. Blue, the band, was terrific, and we hope to have them back next year. What a great time was had by everyone that attended.
Words cannot adequately convey our thanks for the generosity of our sponsors and friends of Pooches on Parade. Neil Donald Walsh said, "If you touch the lives of only a handful of other people with a message of oneness and love, you will have made an incredible gift of your entire life here on Earth." We want to thank our Pooches on Parade committee, our supporters, and our participants for truly touching the hearts of many. A high four paws to all of you.
Just so this broadcast doesn't all go to the dogs, we want to alert you to some kittens in need of a home. After Christopher O'Donnell told a listener about Pet Patrol, she called the station and left a message about 2 9- or 10-week-old brothers that are in need of a home. So if you need 2 little hearts to share some love with, call Roberta at Companions in Waiting at 726-7255. Irving Townsend asks, "Another cat? Perhaps. For love, there is also a season. Its seeds must be resown. But a family cat is not replaceable like a worn-out coat or a set of tires. Each new kitten becomes its own cat, and none is repeated. I am 4 cats old, measuring out my life and friends that have succeeded but not replaced one another."
Stephen Baker says that kittens are born with their eyes shut. They open them in about 6 days, take a look around, then close them again for the better part of their lives. But my favorite quote is from Paula Poundstone, who says, "The problem with cats is that they get that exact same look on their face whether they see a moth or an axe murderer." Whatever your thoughts about cats, it is known that time spent with cats is never wasted. Animals in general are very entertaining, always finding new ways to play and have fun. We hope you'll remember to take a page from their book and do the same.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of Neighborhood Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@neighborhoodradio.info.
More for less. The one-stop shop for your necessary basics. More for less. It's on the easy-to-find corner of Highway 1 and Kelly Avenue in Half Moon Bay, where their gasoline prices are your motorized reason for stopping by their easy-access pumps. Cents per gallon lower than anywhere nearby, and cents can make a difference in today's economy on a tank fill-up. More for Less offers Blue Rhino liquid propane products for heating, for cooking. You'll never know when you may need it. And of course, LP gas is a must for that camping trip or a stay at the cabin this summer. Blue Rhino propane at More for Less. And when on foot, walk into their not-so-mini market, and I wager you'll leave with an item or two from their varied supply of scrumptious snack foods, large variety of sodas, freshly brewed coffees, and adult beverages to rival any licensed outlet on the coast.
More for less,
where less will get you more.
On the carousel. On the carousel.
Coastside Carousel. The show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Hello, listeners. It's Coastside Carousel again. I'm Christopher O'Donnell, your host for this segment. Today I have Lisa Battle with me, singer and songwriter. I'll be playing two of her works at the end of our chat, and I look forward to your reaction to her music. Hello, Lisa.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well.
Good.
The format here at Carousel is to obviously get to know you a little, learn a little bit more about your music and maybe your plans for the future. When did you get started and how did you get started?
Well, gee, it's been a very long time. That'll probably tell you how old I am. I really started singing when I was probably about 7 or 8 years old. And all through high school, and the musicals, the drama productions. I got hooked when I heard my favorite artist back in the day, probably in the late 80s, and that's when...
And who was that?
Gosh, I have so many influences. I think it was sort of back in the day when I heard a lot of show tunes, because they were played in my house a lot. Barbara Streisand, of course. Then I sort of got into the jazzy R&B thing, and that was back probably in high school when I first heard Al Jarreau. I was hooked. Tina Marie, Chaka Khan.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm familiar with those names.
I was hooked. I bought their records, you know, learned all about the production, how they put it all together, and I said, you know, that's just something I really want to do. I want a big fat sound, and how do I get that?
Well, so you certainly got that. I've been listening to your work, and I've got to compliment you on your wonderful production values overall. I mean,
thank you very much.
You're not just a guitar and a voice in the background. You really have a full orchestra going there.
We have lots of parts on that record. Yeah, I decided I wanted it to be a little more of an old school sound, and not such a overproduced sort of just tracks behind a singer. I wanted each artist that I chose on each song to really be featured.
Okay, well, you've certainly done that.
Yeah, well, thank you.
The two songs that I've chosen, Ain't Through Lovin' You, that's going to be up the first. Tell me a bit about that. How did that come about, Ain't Through Lovin' You?
Well, it's funny. I actually wrote the hook line in my kitchen. I was standing one night, probably about midnight, and it just came to me. It was sort of a groove in my head, and I don't know, it just sort of came out of the blue, and I wrote it down, and then I got the opportunity to go on the road with another group that I was traveling with, and I wrote the rest of the song in Japan when I was there.
Mm.
And I came back and said, I think this is going to be the snappy tune on my record, so I continued to sort of put the whole production together, and it ended up being the first track on the record.
Yes, I noticed that's the first, and yeah. What artists I've met recently, they seem to hit us with their first one best.
Thank you.
I like that. And I was quite taken by the alto sax by Zach Johnson.
He's a good friend. In fact, we've known each other for years. Zach is a wonderful musician. And he's extremely funny. So it was actually a bit difficult for him to be serious on that solo he played, because he had probably 6 or 7 takes of just the best stuff, and it was very hard to edit that. But that's the one I chose. I think he's phenomenal.
Yes, I do too.
We're dear friends.
And listen up, listeners, to the alto sax on the bridge in this song. Number two, Little Girl. Haunting, ethereal. It's a very touching tune. Tell me about Little Girl.
Well, Little Girl was written about my father, and when I moved back home, when I went on the road, I was living out of a suitcase, pretty much in my folks' guest room, and I sort of had to feel like a guest in their house again, and not just the daughter coming home for the second time when you're on the road, I think it sort of reflects that, you know, when you're all grown up, you're still daddy's little girl, but you're also treated a little differently when you leave the nest and come back.
I've experienced that too.
So, yeah, and the car in the driveway, you know, the friends that are respectful to your parents instead of maybe going otherwise, but it just sort of has the whole kitchen sink of how your parents respond to you after mm-hmm. you come back home.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad and I are really close, so it really moved him, I think, when he heard the lyrics for the first time.
My comment, listeners, is that dad should listen up to this one, and you better have a few Kleenexes available. What's going on currently? Are you appearing on the coast in any areas?
Well, actually, I just moved here. I moved from Northern California up there in Napa Valley, and I moved here just 2 months ago. So I am currently searching for new venues. I am writing new music. I'd like to do a couple new original shows. I also sing with an event band in San Francisco. We travel around. So I'm busy almost every weekend doing parties and huge, I call them ice sculpture gigs.
Cool. Yes, I like that.
So we get out and play a lot.
How can I get hold of your CDs then? Do you have a website?
I do. You can go to lisabattle.com, or you can go to iTunes and just search Lisa Battle, and I come right up.
Good. Looking forward to it. Thank you, listeners. That was Lisa Battle, singer-songwriter here at Coastside Carousel on AM 1710.
Love. Just a guess now, the pain is gone. Oh, Daddy, your little girl is gone. Light is on, the key is in the door, and the notes that I left you shouldn't worry anymore, and the high shoes I have on tiptoe down the hall. I know sometimes you notice. Talking smart, and the old car in the driveway, and the ring on my face sits on the table. Oh, Papa, your little girl is gone.
is gone.
I was very moved by that music, Lisa. Thank you very much to coming to our studio. And are you feeling that you'll settle into the coast? Are you liking it so far?
Oh, I'm in awe. I love it here. I'm not going anywhere for a while.
All right. Well, welcome. Again, listeners, you are listening to Coastside Carousel on AM 1710.
On the carousel. On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artist of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us at feedback@neighborhoodradio.info.